Matthew, chapter 24. And Jesus went out from the temple, and was going on his way, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. But he answered and said to them, Do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, there will not be left here one stone on another, that will not be thrown down. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming, and of the very end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no man leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that you are not troubled, for these things must surely come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in diverse places. But all these things are the beginning of travail. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to Sanhedrins, and in their synagogues they will scourge you. Yes, and before governors and kings you will be brought for my sake, for a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, don't be anxious how or what you will speak, for it will be given you in that hour what you will speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. And brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and children will rise up against parents, and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end, the same will be saved. When therefore you see the detestable thing of desolation, let him who reads understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take out the things that are in his house. And let him who is in the field not return back to take his cloak. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who nurse in those days. And pray that your flight not be in the winter. For then will be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor will ever be. And except those days had been shortened, no flesh would have been saved, but for the elect's sake those days will be shortened. Then if any man says to you, Look, here is the Christ, or, Look, there, don't believe it. For there will arise false Christs, and false prophets, and will show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. But take heed, I have told you all things beforehand. But immediately after the tribulation of those days the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give her light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send forth the angels, and will gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now from the fig tree learn her parable, when her branch has now become tender, and puts forth its leaves, you know that the summer is near. Even so you also, when you see all these things, you know that he is near, even at the doors. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away, until all these things are accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.